lives in me, right? Look, it's right up there. He lives in me. Christ lives in me. I am crucified, and Jesus lives in me. And then the Word of God, it's active and living and powerful. Amen? And then the name of Jesus. And that name represents His authority. If you could substitute any word for the name when you say, I want to pray for you in the name of Jesus, you could say, I'm going to pray for you in the authority of Jesus. It's His authority over the enemy. Do you know what? When He rose from the dead, He said, sometimes I have some authority somebody gave me. Is that what He said? No, He said, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth and under the earth. Everything. I am the supreme ruler of the universe. And everything bows to me. That's the Jesus we serve. His name is so powerful. It's, wow. His name. And He has given us His name. He has given us His name. He said you could pray in the name of Jesus, in the authority of Jesus, in the power of Jesus. He has given us His name. Amen? Amen. He has given us His name. And we stand today in the authority of Jesus, full of His power, full of His power, full of His authority. He said, all authority is given to me, and I give you power. I give you authority. In my name, you will cast out demons. In my name, you will heal the sick. In my name, you will raise the dead. Amen? Amen. In my name, He said. In my name. I'm so overwhelmed at what He has given us. Everything that is in His name, everything that Jesus is in His name. And He has given us His name. So stand up. Take the authority that He's given us. Use His name. Speak His name. When we speak His name, it's speaking His authority over the enemy. It's destroying the yoke of the enemy. Destroying his stupid tricks. Yeah. When you use His name, His power is evident. His power is in His name. Everything He ever was, everything He ever will be, is in His name. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Father, we thank You today. We thank You that You sent Jesus. We think of all the names in Scripture. Jehovah Rophe, Jehovah Tsidkenu, all the names of God. But they're all summed up in one name. That name that is above every name. In Philippians chapter 2, You said that in verse 9, You said, therefore God has highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on the earth and under the earth. Every knee should bow. His name is exalted above all. His name is glorious. We thank You, Father, that You have given that name to us. Jesus said, in my name. When you pray in my name, I'll answer you. When you use my name, the authority of my person goes with you. Thank You, Lord. Thank You that You gave us Your name. Thank You that You are supreme in the universe. And we worship You. We bless You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
We want you to know that next Sunday is going to be a special service because we're going to have a baptismal service and communion service together combined, and it is going to follow the morning service, and you won't want to miss that. We've never done that before, but God is so good, and we just want you to be aware of that. And so go in His peace.
Is that all you have to say? You want to tell me about the drums?
Oh. Did you notice the new drum set we got? We were supposed to take an offering for that this morning, so if you're interested in giving towards the drums, it would be wonderful. And there's a box in the back that you can add that to with your other offering.